From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now the story of four Muslims from China, whose odyssey of 8 years now finds them banished to, of all places, Bermuda.
They are Uyghurs. That's a Turkic ethnic group from China's Xinjiang province. Uyghur is spelled U-I-G-H-U-R. In the summer of 2001, the Uyghurs fled China, claiming religious persecution, and they slipped across the border into Afghanistan. Later, they fled the war in Afghanistan into Pakistan, where they were swept up by Pakistani bounty hunters and sold to the U.S. They were jailed at Guantanamo as terrorists, but later declared innocent of terrorism, and the U.S. has been trying to place them somewhere ever since. Returning them to China would probably mean torture, and four of them were placed in the past week in Bermuda. They are there with their interpreter, Rushan Abbas. And welcome to the program, Ms. Abbas.
Thank you very much.
And first, how are the four men doing in Bermuda?
They're doing great.
What are they doing?
They're basically just relaxing and resting, other than the times they're speaking to the reporters. That's getting overwhelming interest from all around the world. And they're just trying to get used to this new life, going out shopping, going to restaurants, went to ice cream, swimming, fishing.
And I'd like you to describe your relationship to these men. You were their interpreter at Guantanamo.
Yes. I was originally hired by the Department of Defense contractors to translate for the interrogators at the beginning of 2002. And I stayed for 9 months translating for them. And then I left the base, came back to California. That's where I live. And after 3-4 years, defense attorneys contacted me when they needed language support, when they were defending these men. So I started to go back to Guantanamo again, starting of summer of 2006. I have been translating for them ever since, continuously.
Obviously, you speak Uyghur. Are you yourself a Uyghur American?
Yes, I am native Uyghur. I came to the United States in 1989.
Now, let me ask you a question. When they were at Guantanamo, after it was evident to their interrogators that they had been, as you say, in the wrong place at the wrong time, was their regime remarkably different from that of other detainees who actually were suspected of some kind of wrongdoing?
Because of the declassified information, I cannot really answer that question, if you excuse me on that.
You can't answer that.
I cannot go into details. But you know what? You can ask them this question from them, and I can translate what they say. They can say it, but I cannot.
Are they there right now?
Yes, they are here right now next to me.
Well, can you ask them for me, after they were found not to be terrorists or not to be terrorist suspects at Guantanamo, were they treated differently than the other detainees? Were they treated as trustees in the prison, say?
Sizlərni günahsız deb ilan qılandın ki, Amerikalılar Guantanamo'da sizlərə nimi başqıcı buldum o, qız qaraşı ya ki, muamili başqıcı buldum o, da soradım.
İlgiri yalqız kiçik orın tuğan bolsa, günahsız degendik ki, bizni cəmai orunqa ekilib, cəmai yaşayalayırgan, bir-birimizle cəmai yaşayalayırgan, sırtqa çıxıp kirayalayırgan,
After they declared our innocence, they brought us to a place that's a little bit better. That's more like a PWO camp. We can freely go outside and exercise. The whole treatment toward us was different because the guards and the military realized that we are innocent. We should be free, but the only reason we are here is because there is no other country will accept us.
It was more like a POW camp, is what
yes.
you said? Have they been able to communicate at all with their families back in China?
Ula, I betendi ki aileleri bilen alak kıldım o, alaklaştım o dedim. Thank you.
Ben yan kiriblem ailem bilen alak kılıp onlarga bu haberini eğitkantım nayet hoş buldu. Onun da ikin köp katım her günü netçi yok tırışatım ben, lakin telefon ulanmavatı bunun sebebini bilmedim.
Yes, they have. They have contacted their families. The gentleman who just spoke right now is Salahuddin Abdulahad. He said that the day that he arrived here, he called his families on the phone, and he was very excited to talk to his family. And ever since then, last several days, he's trying 10, 15 times a day. That's phone is no longer in service, so he's not being able to reach them. So we don't know what's going on, if the communist government interfered mm-hmm. with the phone lines, or we have no idea. So he's getting a little worried about this.
What for you is the lesson of all this? That is, you went down to interpret. You came in contact with these men who evidently were wrongly swept up. They've spent almost 8 years in limbo, not free, but for the past couple of years, not exactly in prison either. What do you make of it all?
Well, I don't want to go into too many details what we have been through the past 7 years, all the up and downs and the courts and how the defense attorneys worked so hard to make this happen today. So many people are involved. But what I have learned myself is the justice prevails at last, at the end. It's a happy ending. And I trust and believe in American justice system, and I trust the administration doing the right thing, and this is the first step. They released 4, and they still have 13 over there. 13 Uyghurs still in Guantanamo in exactly the same situation and still not free yet. Mm-hmm. So I hope that the same thing happened to them, and we will have a happy ending for all.
Ms. Abbas, thank you very much for talking with us about all this.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Pleasure to hear from the men as well a bit.
And they are saying thanks to you as well.
That's Ruchan Abbas, who is the interpreter for the Uyghurs who were detained at Guantanamo Bay. 4 of them have now been sent to Bermuda. And if you're wondering what lives they might fashion for themselves in Bermuda, Ms. Abbas tells us that they have already been getting job offers from local companies.